This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Speaking of dilemmas, we do have another dilemma to discuss.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's time for Dean's dilemma. Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male. Almost, tough. I say almost middle-aged. I know. So look, we'd have to be under a rock to have not seen that Margaret Court was in the media this week.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Flapping her mouth off.
Flapping her mouth. But look, a little while ago, she did write an open letter to the newspaper about... She writes about Casey Delacroix and about her partner, who announced not only were they in love, but they had children together. And Margaret Court, in expressing her concerns about this arrangement, referred to Casey's partner in inverted commas.
So
partner, air quotes. So it got me to thinking, as an almost middle-aged gay white male who has a boyfriend, a partner of 20 years, what should I be calling him, Margaret? What should I be calling him? Am I not allowed to call him a partner?
I'm pretty sure she's a huge Joy FM fan as well. So if you're listening, Margaret...
Message just in, but you know, and of course, my partner, my boyfriend Anthony, he says we've been together for over 20 years. Boyfriend doesn't really sound.
No. Oh, it
boyfriend sounds
very...
like a hookup, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's the term?
God, don't ask me. You know, I have no idea.
And partner sounds a little bit like a business partner as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is.
Your de facto.
What do we have? Can you say husband?
I could say husband, my illegal husband.
Hubby Bubby. Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
You might like that. Yeah.
Joy 94.9. Your voice. Your radio station.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jax in the back for the drive home. Stay in that back seat, Jax.
I know, I'm all alone in the back seat. Dean's talking about partners.
I was, because in the media this week we saw Margaret Court talking about marriage equality. Or not, as the case may be.
Just play tennis, darling.
But she was referring to Casey Delacroix's partner using inverted commas.
Partner.
Which feels a little bit snarky.
Condescending.
You're so rude.
But it got me to thinking, you know, me with my boyfriend, my partner, my husband, of 20 years plus, what am I supposed to call him? So we put the call out, 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au.
And we got a message back. This one's from Andy from Caroline Springs, who says, you could say life partner to distinguish from a business partner, but how tossy does that sound though?
It does sound a little like bit tossy.
I do like the sentiment of partner. You're a team, you have each other. Like, I'd love to have a partner. I'm just sitting here going, I've got to do everything myself. Everything. I'd like to have a business partner as well.
Everything.
Oh, we've got sound effects. We've got everything on this Tuesday. It's quite a...
I don't know why we're even listening to Margaret Court. I didn't even know she was a real person. I just thought Margaret Court Arena was a tennis court arena named after some queen named
like
Margaret.
Like Princess Margaret or...
Yeah. So apparently she's a real human being.
She is.
She's not a don't know why fan of queens at all.
Joy. 94.9.
You're with Rach and Dean and Jax for the drive home.
I have a new segment to introduce to you today. This is my Tuesday top tips. Now, this is because I think there's a lot of people in the world who have forgotten how to be good humans. So every Tuesday, I'm going to bring you some friendly advice or just healthy little reminders on how to be a good human being.
Because you said so.
Because yeah. I said
how to
so.
To be as perfect as Rach.
Exactly. No, and it's a good reminder for myself as well.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes I'm not perfect. Like when I get road rage, which brings me to my first thing.
Mm-hmm.
This week it's all about thank yous. So give a courtesy wave when somebody lets you in. It's as simple as that. Mm. Wave through your rearview mirror. They get happy. You get happy. Everybody's happy.
That's a nice tip.
Yeah.
It is. You'd all do that.
Another tip is say thank you when someone opens the door for you. If you are going into a shopping place, a business place, even your own house, if someone has held a door open for you, say thanks.
Yeah, courteous. Gratitude.
I
love
can do
it.
That. I can
it's
do
lovely.
That.
It's yeah. lovely. When someone says to you, have a nice day. You know, if you're going through a fast food outlet or, you know, getting food in general or buying anything and the person behind the counter goes, have a nice day. Don't just go, and walk away. Say, thanks, or you too. I think that's a nice thing to remember.
Have a nice day.
Sorry. And then general things like if people have you over to their house, if somebody is feeding you, if they are letting you use something of theirs, say thank you. It's as simple as that.
Oh, yes.
So that's my Tuesday top tips.
There you go. Let's hear from George Michael with Fast Love. You're on Joy. You go to get up, to get down.
It's very practical advice from
George.
With
Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home. We've got to get up. We've got to get back up.
Got to get back up and eat some food.
Food?
Speaking of food, I'm very passionate about my food.
You do like your food.
I do feel strongly about certain foods, and I realise some people don't. And it's interesting. And there is a scientific study about one of my favourite herbs, coriander.
Coriander?
Or cilantro, for you American or Canadians out there, and whoever else says it, I guess. Each to their own.
It's the same thing.
So I think it's delicious. I love guacamole, love Tex-Mex, Mexican food. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's very fresh. It's like brings a lot to the dish.
But it smells funny.
Some people hate it.
Oh, the smell of it.
But the thing is, science has come in and saved the day, and it's all to do with your smell receptors. So some, they're all different. We all have different smell receptors. And for you to experience a very strange cilantro experience, and it can actually, according to your schnoz, you can experience a soap-like flavor.
Oh.
So that's, I don't experience that. How do you guys feel about cilantro?
I love coriander. Mm. I am a big fan. I can always taste it in things. I always know if it is in there, but I enjoy the flavour of it.
So you're not having a soap-like experience?
No, I'm not having a soap-like experience.
Dean.
No, well, I went out for dinner on the weekend, and we went for tacos, in fact. They had it arrived at my table, and I looked out, and there was coriander in the Max Bang in the middle of it.
Yeah, if it wasn't there,
I moved it to the side. I pushed it to the side.
Oh,
and I ate around it.
God, I always eat the micro herbs. I'm not even sure if you're meant to. Like, you know, like the parsley. I'm eating that always. I'm getting the money's worth. I'm being thrifty.
Getting your money's worth. Now, if you do have a view about coriander, and well, you might, you could go to our Twitter page, Rach and Dean on Twitter, where we're running a poll. Mm. And we've had a couple of votes in, and it's 50-50.
Oh, it is. It is 50-50.
Do you like coriander? Yes or no, 50-50.
Check your smell receptors.
Also on Facebook.
Yeah, jump over to our Facebook page, which is also Rach and Dean, and we've had lots of responses on here. It is a hot topic.
Don't be cruel to me.
Janine has said a big no from her.
Janine.
Not a fan.
Come on, mate.
Anne has said she has a big allergy, so that's a big no.
Oh, sorry, Anne.
Marnie has said, love, best part of Thai fish cakes is that hint of coriander. And then dear old Ross has written, you are no longer my sister on that. So take it that Ross isn't a fan of coriander.
I'm like, Ross is my brother? It's fine.
Well, it's not. Paige has said, yes, coriander on everything. Not sure I can agree. Wouldn't like my ice cream with coriander. Chris, our program director, loves coriander.
Good man, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Pete, the podcaster, loves Vietnamese food, so has to love it.
Of course.
What would it be without coriander? Mm. Not even worth thinking about. We agree, Pete. And Meredith has said love coriander. So it's sounding like there's a bit more love.
There's
going
a lot
on.
Of love out there for coriander.
But we've also got some thumbs up and some angry faces as well. So feel free to go vote on our Rach and Dean Facebook page.
So the Facebook page is Rach and Dean. Now, you mentioned Pete the podcaster there. Now, Pete the podcaster, lots of P's in that.
Pete.
He's been so busy. He's actually posted some more of our podcasts.
Right now?
And actually on Facebook right now. So download our podcasts so you can relive the experience that is Rach and Dean.
Yes.
With Jackson in the back.
joy.org.au/Rach and Dean.
Joy.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution.
Here's the solution.
Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.